Hello and welcome to the Helix Reviews podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, I'm going to be talking about Echo. But as always with these Marvel shows, I'm not here alone. I am here with Josiah. Say hello, Josiah.
Hello.
And so we're going to be doing a quick spoiler-free section on it, and then we're going to dive into some spoilers for it. Sometimes with these shows, we divide it up into segments, you know, certain amount of episodes. This time, it's only five episodes long. We watched all five episodes, so we're talking about the entire series here right off the bat. Josiah, spoiler-free here, what did you think of Echo?
This show was not well made. It's barely above She-Hulk.
Which is saying something.
Yes, this is very bottom of the barrel for MCU. Just, it really seems like they did not put much effort into it. They didn't bother to tie up threads. They didn't bother to explain things.
Yeah. It almost makes me wonder, like, this is five episodes long. It almost makes me wonder, did this start out being, like, eight episodes or closer to the normal amount, and then they just chopped a bunch of stuff out or something? Because there is just, there's, like, weird, the characters make weird decisions, and it's just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, like, when she was in the Hawkeye series, it was like, you know, okay, she's kind of got these, you know, martial arts skills, you know, she's deaf, but she compensates for that by being very attentive of watching different things and for different cues, and yeah. And I thought that was pretty cool, and it's like, okay, well a character, you know, about that, and then if it's got Kingpin in it, yeah. You know, it's like that could be cool.
Yeah,
and I was excited about this series, but
yeah, definitely a disappointment.
Yes. Vincent D'Onofrio in his role as Kingpin was the best part. Like, when he was on the screen, you know, he is such a good actor, and the way he plays Kingpin is so good. You know, when he was on the screen, that was the best part of the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, that wasn't enough to redeem it.
Yeah, unfortunately. He is the villain of the show, essentially. But I guess he's not, I don't know, I guess he's not in it consistently enough to save the series, you know. Too much of the series is focused on other stuff that really just doesn't work as well. And, but you're right, yeah. Whenever he's on the screen, it's like, oh, this is good. Like, he's really good. Even though the quality of the show is not as good, the writing is not very good, he's always good. You know, he always brings his A game here. And so there's some sequences with him that are like, oh, that's pretty good. But then a lot of the other characters, I mean, you got the main character, Echo. She is like, she's just kind of so wishy-washy and all over the place in here. She makes weird decisions, or she'll make this decision and then just immediately turn back and make a different decision. She's so wishy-washy and all over the place. Unlike she was in Hawkeye, like, she wasn't, I don't remember her being like this in Hawkeye, so just, it seems very weird the way that she was written and stuff in here.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
For sure. Alright, so that's our spoiler-free section. Now we're gonna get into some things that have to do with spoilers here. Spoiler warning, you've been warned, spoilers. So one thing that they changed from the Hawkeye series to this series, and changed or added on top of or whatever, is now Echo is getting powers. And I looked it up because I'm like, does Echo have powers in the comics? I thought she was just like a cool fighter person, you know? And she doesn't. So it's like, this is totally new. They're trying to add something on top. To me, it's just kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It just seems kind of unnecessary because it's like the, other than the very end of the show where she like puts her fingers on Kingpin and uses her powers on him, like, nothing would have changed if she just didn't have powers. Like mm-hmm. They really don't add much of anything to her as a character. Which powers are supposed to do? You're supposed to give your character powers, and it expands or, you know, exemplifies this is the type of character that this person is, you know? And this, it just didn't really do that. It was like almost nothing changed.
It's like she got better aim.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, you know, a little bit stronger at a couple points maybe, or like, yeah, it was just, it was kind of useless, you know? Mm-hmm. They wanted to tie her back into her ancestry and, you know, some of the Native Americans and stuff from the past and stuff, which, you know, done right could have been cool, I suppose, but it wasn't done right here, and it was just kind of seemingly unnecessary.
Yeah. And then even the point where she did use her power to, like, heal him.
Yeah.
Like, she went into his mind and, you know, to the point of his trauma, and was trying to get him to let it go and stuff, and he wouldn't.
Yeah.
And she put her fingers on his eye, like, because his eye wasn't even that bad. He took the bandage off, yeah. And it was like, it wasn't just a giant gaping hole. It was just, like, a little bloody, you know, little, you know, mess up around the eye. Like,
it was not bad at like all how, for getting shot in the face.
Yeah, how does a bullet even do that?
That's, yeah.
But, so his eye is, like, barely, messed up anyway. But she, like, touches it to heal his eye. And then later, it just looks the same.
Yeah.
So, did she heal it, or did he reject the healing? It was just very unclear.
Yeah.
They don't explain what happened. You know, they just...
It just seems like she did it. And he was, like, confused. He's like, well, how you can't do this? How are you doing this? And then, so he's, like, in his confusion, he leaves. But that's, like, defeating the villain of the series. Is just, he got confused and left, you know? Which is, like, not a resolution at all. You know, this just means he's going to get more reinforcements and be back next week or something. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
It's just not a resolution.
Maybe they didn't want him to let go of that pain and stuff because they have plans to use him, you know, in other shows and, you know, as the Kingpin. They don't want him to be a different character.
See, what they could have done then, though, like, they could have done the same thing where she's trying to heal him and she's, like, trying to connect with him emotionally and stuff, and they could have had him go, you know, refuse to give up the hammer and be like, no, I'm the way I am, but then kind of respect her because of her change and be like, okay, you know, I'm not going to try to kill you anymore. I'm just going to go do my thing, but I'll leave you alone, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there could have been some kind of dynamic like that, but there wasn't. Like, they beat him, supposedly, and he, like, retreated, you know? And it didn't end up with any kind of mutual respect or anything of that nature. It's just not well done.
There is one scene toward the beginning of the show where Maya is just upset and she's just doing angry stuff just because she don't know how to handle her anger. And, you know, she's in the, like, the fancy motorcycle shop and you know, revs the motorcycle up, sends it through the window. The police are, you know, surrounding the building. And Kingpin just walks onto the scene. Mm-hmm. And just him confidently walking past all these police with their guns pointed. And, you know, one officer starts to say, you know, sees him from the corner of his eye, doesn't realize who it is, starts to say, sir, you can't come in here. And the other officer's like, do you know who you're talking to? You know who that is? And he just, the way, like, it's a very, you know, tense scene. She's in there. The police are surrounded with their guns, you know. There's, like, all this tension, and he just, like, walks in and takes command of the entire scene.
Yeah.
Both sides. You know, he just walks up, grabs her, and walks out. That scene was done so well. Like, just, it showed how much command he had. Just the commandingness of his presence.
Yeah.
You know, and it was... I thought that scene was so powerful and good.
Yeah.
So, if you just want to tune in and watch that scene and not the rest of the series...
You got the best part.
You got the best part. That was well done.
Yeah. And once again, it's in connection with Kingpin is the best part of the series. Oh, yeah, Daredevil shows up in the series at one point. So, that was something that he pops up in the trailer and so it's like, oh, that's kind of exciting. Maybe we'll see you know, something cool here. It was just like a fight scene. They talked or something. I don't even really remember what they said, but it wasn't much.
Yeah, it was basically, you know, she kind of got beat by him, but she held her own really well. And Kingpin was like, none of my other guys ever even went that far against him. So it was It was kind of to show where she was at and how strong and tough she was and
yeah,
you know, how resilient and but yeah, that was like for it being this character we know and love and are excited about.
Yeah.
It was a little lackluster. It was like, okay, she got to fight him and that was about it.
Yeah. I do find it interesting that it seems like they're tying this more and more into the Netflix show with you got Kingpin and he has the hammer, which is, you know, this is the hammer that he used to kill his dad. And we see that in Daredevil, you know, season one, I think. And then, you know, you have him in the room and the parents are like pounding on the wall as the dad's beating the mom and stuff. And the wall's all messed up. And that's the painting, you know, that he bought in the first season of Daredevil and stuff. This is like they're very and you I think you even briefly see him standing in front of that painting really quickly in this series. It's just flashing through different things. And so it's like, I find it interesting that they're continuing to like really tie the knot closer to that, even though they have said that that series is now not canon and it's, you know, alternate universe stuff.
Yeah, because her character is tied with Hawkeye, who is part of the main canon.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but then she's really connected to Kingpin, who is tied to
yeah
the series that's supposedly not canon.
Yeah. I mean, if they keep doing this, that's like how, it's going to make the Daredevil series confusing, probably, whenever that comes. It's like, are they, if they're like kind of continuing it from the Netflix series, but also kind of not, like that, I don't know. I guess it would be confusing as to just what actually is canon here and what's not, you know?
But, yeah, it's like they blurred the lines.
Yeah.
So overall, a big disappointment with some cool scenes from Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes. So that's about it for this episode of the Helix Reviews Podcast. What did you think of Echo? Did you like it better than us? Let us know. HelixReviewsPodcast@gmail.com. What's the next episode? What's the next Marvel show? So the next Marvel show coming up here is Agatha Darkhold Diaries. Are you looking forward to this one?
honestly, I forgot that was even coming out.
Yeah. I'll, you know, it's the kind of thing where we'll watch it because it's Marvel, you know. But we'll see. I don't know. I liked WandaVision, but her getting a spinoff seems a little weird.
yeah.
But we'll probably be back then. So, until then, this is David.
And Josiah.
Of the Helix Reviews Podcast, signing off. Bye-bye, guys. Check, 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 check.
Check, check. Hello?
Check, check, check. Check. Hello, 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 hello. Check, this check,
me,
check.
Me, not him.
Hello.
Hi.
To me, it's just kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It just seems kind of unnecessary because it's like the... Did I say spoilers? Yeah, I said spoilers.
I think so.
Spoiler warning. You've been warned. Spoilers. All right, I'll move that back if I didn't say it earlier.